And back to halftime. It is the Lions blocking 33, Pebblebrook nothing. And this is the Barry Broom All-State Halftime Report. And with me, it is a great honor, a great privilege to present to our listening audience the National High School Principal of the Year, the Alan Jackson look-alike, Wes Taylor.
How you doing, Wes?
I mean, you don't be speechless. You've had to do a lot of talking to get this. I want to know how this all came about.
Well, last April I was notified that I was the Georgia High School Principal of the Year, and we had a group come down, and they surprised me at a faculty meeting. I had no idea. And then in June, we were notified that we were one of the three finalists for the National Principal of the Year. And then yesterday, again unbeknownst to me, we're having a school-wide student assembly to talk about community service. We're going to build a Habitat House this year, trying to teach our students about giving back to the community. And about the first 15 minutes, it was going just as we had planned. And then somebody changed the agenda, again, without my knowledge or permission. And all of my family were here.
Now, wait a minute. Without your permission? I didn't know Dr. Smith needed permission.
Well, you're right. He doesn't, by any stretch of the imagination. But I did kind of give him a little bit of a hard time. And I said, I thought we had a deal. We weren't going to do this again. So he did apologize in front of the student body. But he absolutely doesn't have to have my permission. But they surprised me. All of my family was here. My old high school head football coach, a lot of high school principals from around the state, one all the way from Colorado, several from North Georgia, and just a great showing of guys. And
you had no idea they were here?
Had no idea. They all met about 1 o'clock, I learned from my family late yesterday afternoon. About 1 o'clock, had a little reception down there, bussed them up here while I'm going into the student assembly thinking we're talking about community service. And it was quite a surprise, very humbling. The people from Washington, D.C. and Virginia that came down on behalf of the NESSP and made the presentation. But it was quite a surprise, pleasant surprise.
Well, I tell you what, we were awfully, awfully proud last baseball season when we got to announce on the air that you'd been named the Georgia High School Principal of the Year, but to be the National High School Principal of the Year, what recognition. I mean, that says a lot for what goes on here at Lowndes High School.
Absolutely. And, Wes, I tell people all the time, it's easy for me to brag on our students, on our staff, on our school. I just happen to be the guy that kind of gets to ride on the front of the bus, so to speak, and be out front. But there's a lot of people that put a lot of effort, very committed, dedicated staff, tremendous student body, wonderful community support, that all have a part in the success that we've enjoyed at Lowndes High School in the last 8 years. A lot of those people that were there that meant a lot to me invested part of their life in me and my career growing up and kind of growing up in this profession. It's the 20th year as a high school principal, and, you know, I still try to learn something every day. Still look forward to going to work every day. I mean, I love what I do. It's a challenge every day. No 2 days are ever the same, and I don't have to look for something to do, I'll assure you.
Well, I turned around and seen you coming down the walkway here, and I'm assuming that you got my message that I left for you.
I did, and I'll assure you, with my wife and 4 daughters at home, I don't have to worry about trying to remain humble. They keep me humble, I'll assure you.
I left a message. I said, just because you were named the National High School Player of the Year does not exempt you from your halftime interview, because this is something, my ninth year doing this, that we have done, Dr. Smith, the first game, and you the second game, and that's just the way it works. And
pretty good streak going, and you know, I hope that, again, the success we've experienced in the football program, that we can keep that tradition and of excellence going this year. The band, you know, what a great showing. And I forget about the vantage point from up here until I come up here and to watch them perform. You know, John Bowman and his staff do a wonderful job, and got so many kids involved. Just enriches the whole high school experience when you participate in an extracurricular activity.
Well, you know, I'd want to talk about all your accomplishments that you've done over the 20 years, but I know better because you won't talk about them. Other people have to do it for you. So tell us about the Habitat Humanity thing, the community service that you've got going.
We started last year community service activities, service learning projects that our students have multiple opportunities they can participate in throughout the school year. Last year, for the first time, our students were able to earn a community service medallion that they can wear at graduation. This year, the big project is going to be a Habitat for Humanity house. Our students, as well as staff, are going to participate in that project. and literally constructs from the ground up a habitat house for a needy family in our community.
How about a needy broadcast announcer? Would that work?
I don't know if you qualify, Wes.
Well, now whose idea was it to do that?
Well, Miss Leanne McCall, who is one of our assistant principals, her third year with us this year. And it's been something that she and I talked about. We've done various small projects throughout the years, but this is by far the largest project that we've done. This will be the third year that we've done Shop with a Viking at Christmas. We take four high school students and pair them with one needy elementary student. They raise $100. They go to Walmart on a Saturday morning. Can spend $70 on family members. They can't spend any more than $30 on themselves. We bring them back to the high school, feed them pizza, do face painting, all kind of activities. It's a great learning experience for the high school students as well as the elementary students.
Well, I got you a little Viking trivia if you'd like.
All right.
Coach McPherson's been here for 8 years. This is his eighth year. 103 games he's coached in. The Vikings in 103 games have been shut out twice. And only 103 games. That's pretty good, wouldn't you say?
That is a great record.
How about if I told you over 25% of the games we play, we shut out the opponent. 28 times out of 108 games.
I believe
103 games.
That is. That speaks volumes, again, for our program and the commitment of our staff, the hard work that our student athletes put in. You know, again, I say it every year, but it's a great – where else would you rather be on a Friday night in South Georgia than in Martin Stadium?
My boss says if I can figure all that stuff up, I've got too much time on my hands at work. But once again, Mr. Taylor, we would really like to congratulate – on behalf of the Viking voice, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, and myself, congratulations on the National High School Principal of the Year and what an honor that is. And we appreciate you always taking time out and to come and visit with us.
One last thing, Wes. I told them this yesterday. I accept that on behalf of our school, our students, our teachers, and our whole community.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much,
Mr.
Taylor. And just because he looks like Alan Jackson and everybody thinks he sings like him, well, I tell you what, it's time to take us a break with the Barry Broom All-State Halftime Report. And 33-0, our Vikings lead. We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back to Martin Stadium. We're at the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Halftime Report, where our Vikings lead the Falcons of Pebble Brook 33-0. And it's been, Marty and I were talking a little bit earlier, it's been a pretty fast-paced first half, hasn't it, Marty?
It has been a fast-paced first half, Billy. You know, both running the wing tee, both running the ball mostly. Of course, we over here, we'll get the stats in a minute. We've thrown it some, But you know, when you complete passes, it's just like running it. The clock typically don't stop. So it's been a quick first half.
Yeah, it really has. We'll quickly give you the stats brought to you by Barry Broom Allstate Insurance Agency here in Valdosta. First half stats, of course, the score, Vikings lead 30-0. First downs, the Falcons with two. They are 15 of 11 for rushing, 15 carries for 11 yards. They're 1 of 4 passing for 17 yards. They've thrown no touchdowns, one interception. They've run 19 total plays and racked up 28 yards of total offense. Our Vikings, on the other hand, have 10 first downs. They're 26 carries for 127 yards on the ground, 5 of 6 in the air for 158 yards and 3 touchdowns, 32 total plays and 285 total yards of offense. The Falcons have fumbled once. The Vikings have not fumbled today. Penalty yards, Falcons have not been penalized. The Vikings, 4 penalties for 25 yards. Punts tonight, Falcons 3 punts for 27 yards. The Vikings have punted once for 39 yards. The leading rusher for them is number 4, Tyler Parnum. He's got 9 carries for 26 yards. And their leading receiver is number 24, Nequan Jeffries, 1 catch for 17 yards. For our Vikings, the leading rushers, Troy Braswell, 11 carries for 40 yards and a touchdown. And number 11 is Sam Duncan, 7 carries for 39 yards and a touchdown. Leading receiver is number 7, that's Ken Durden, 1 catch for 61 yards and a touchdown. And then number 80, Kendall Coleman, 2 catches for 51 yards and a touchdown. That's your first half stats brought to you by the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Agency. Now, we had a couple celebrities in the stands tonight, don't we?
We did, Bill. I've had the chance to speak to them. Of course, you know, it's been through text messaging with me down on the sidelines, but both Greg Reed, preseason All-American down at Florida State, and Telvin Smith, of course, played here at Lowndes last year, was All-State linebacker, and now he's going to be a freshman at Florida State. They're both here. And no word. I haven't asked if Gerald's here or not, but I haven't seen him. But Kelvin and Greg was here. I did get to kind of wave to him, but I haven't had a chance to actually speak with him. But we got two Seminoles in the house.
That's right. We've had a lot of folks surrounding him. I saw Greg signing a few autographs, and it's always fun this early in the season for these guys to get back and experience their alma mater. And it's so close with Tallahassee only being, you know, 80 miles away. It makes it real convenient for them to get back and catch a football game before their season starts, which will be over the Labor Day weekend when they welcome Samford University.
Look here.
We got Greg Reed coming up here. How you doing, Mr. Reed? How are you, sir? We got a couple minutes with Greg Reed. How exciting was last year being a Seminole, a freshman, and just all the accolades that came your way? How exciting was that?
Oh, man, it was real exciting. You know what I mean? I take football with all the respect. It's my life. And, I just balled out, man, and, you know, everything else is just coming to fall in place.
I tell you, I was so impressed. And, of course, I'm a Seminole season ticket holder, so I get to kind of brag a little bit. And it was so fun watching you. The first couple games of the season, the people around me didn't feel that excitement that I did the first time you're out there on the field to get that first kick return. But it was not long before everybody around me and the G5 going on. I tell you, you electrify, just like you did here at Lowndes, you are electrifying the Seminoles.
Yeah, man. But, you know, see, everybody have, like, Valosta, you know, especially from Lowndes, man, we just have that spirit, you know, with football, and we love it. And, you know, that's what I'm really trying to bring to Florida State this year, man. And next couple years, I'm there. Just bring excitement, man. Just have fun and, you know, show everybody that we love the sport.
Absolutely. What we talk about, we're going to take Doak back this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. Yeah, I can see your shirt. We're going to take Doak back this year, Doak Campbell Stadium. Tell me a little bit. It looks like Gerald's going to play a good bit this year. And what about Telvin?
Telvin, man, is looking real good.
His
attitude on the field, you know, coming from Lions, and, you know, we kind of play similar, you know. I talked to Coach. Coach Stu's worked with me a lot, so he loves him, man. I love him out there, too.
Well, we're excited about all you guys down there playing in Tallahassee, and I think it's going to be a phenomenal year. Somebody asked me how's Florida State going to do, and I'm not going to jinx it, but I don't want to see us losing the ball game.
You
can't go in with that attitude anyway. I mean, you can't.
I'm going in with that attitude 100%, man.
Absolutely.
You know? But you know, the test really, really will see. You know, Oklahoma,
yep.
Traveling to Oklahoma. That's going to be our test. And, you know, we just got to play hard, man. And just start. That's when the real season starts.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. We're going to have to take a break here. Go ahead, Marty.
I got a question for you. I know, of course, you and Gerald down there, and y'all are, I guess, somewhat the veterans now, and you got newborn and Telvin down there. Y'all keeping him straight? Y'all introducing him to Tallahassee?
Oh, man, of course. You know, Telvin is a guy that can take care of his own, you know what I mean? But on the field, man, he's a monster on the field, man. His just instincts to the ball is just incredible, man. That's what we talk about in the defensive meeting room every day, really. I mean, he's a great player, man. He's working hard. You know, I just knew that was coming from him day one once he signed that paper.
Well, Greg, we appreciate you coming to speak with us. We wish you the best of luck this year.
Appreciate
Looks
it, man.
Looks like you've been in the weight room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm about 185, 190 now, man. About ready.
A little
good
bit.
Good luck to you down there, Greg.
Thank you. Congratulations on the accolades of preseason All-American. Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal. And we're so excited. Being a Seminole, I'm really excited, but I'm really excited about watching you guys from when you played with the Cowboys. I remember 10-year-old Cowboys running all over our little boys club team. It's been a pleasure watching you. I'm looking forward to this year. Good luck, and I'll be
Come
Saturday.
Thank you, man.
All right, brother. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Greg Reed, preseason All-American from Florida State University, a former Lowndes High. We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Goodbye, Greg.
And we're back here, just the time ticking off the clock of halftime, where our Vikings lead the Falcons 33-0. What a great halftime, Wes. We got to talk to Wes Taylor, the National Principal of the Year. We got to talk to Greg Reed, preseason All-American from Florida State University. And I tell you, wow, what a great year. Greg's getting an applause now as the PA announcer announces that he's up here visiting. You see a lot of fans out in the audience doing a chop there, Wes.
Yeah, but
we're going to break into the war chant here in a minute.
One of our
Go ahead.
But one of our favorite players, the Terminator, Telvin, Smith is down here in the stand somewhere.
Yeah, I saw Telvin earlier. He's here with Greg, and Greg had a lot of good things to say about Telvin and how well he's adapting as well to Florida State. I want to thank Barry Broom, the Allstate Insurance Agency here in Valdosta, for their support of this halftime program. Be sure and stop by. Get a quote from Allstate. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. Well, Wes, running clock in the third quarter or not, we don't know yet. We'll notice when the referee, if he puts his hand over his head and does the, you know, spins his hand, it will be a running clock. They are eligible for a running clock anytime in high school, Georgia High School football. If you are up by 30 or more points at the start of the third quarter, it is the trailing team's option whether to run the clock or not.
But they're not.
Good. In the fourth quarter, there is no option. It will be a running clock. You won't have that option to change.
Bill, we had the ball six times in the first half and scored on five of the six times. So now, Vikings set to kick off. We won the toss, wanted to receive. And
so we're going to kick off here to start the second half.
And they're making the teams switch into the field.
And that's exactly right. They're switching up. It's been a pleasant night out here tonight, Wes. Not too hot. Now, it seems like right after halftime, last week, too, the humidity picks up quite a bit. And it's turning a little more humid now.
I don't have any updated scores for you. Back deep to receive is Jeffries and Harris for the Falcons. Solomon with the ball on the far hash mark. He will be kicking toward that north end zone.
You hear the band in the background. Fans are still here. What a good turnout tonight here.
And Solomon puts his foot into it. High, high kick. And they will take it at the two. Ball on the ground. Falcons pick it up, drop it, and he goes down at the 10.
Yeah, you saw both defenders back there. One of them tore away from it, thought that his other defender, that was number 24, Jeffries, had to make a muff there to pick it up, and he had to fall on it right at the 10-yard line. So they'll take over first and 10 from their own 10-yard line.
And, Bill, a score from over in Ware County. It is Ware County 31, Coffey 6.
We got to make that little trip over to Ware County this year later.
We do. All righty. Smith goes far side. They bring Riley to the press box side. Goodman goes under center. Two wing back and a fullback. Got a wing back in motion towards us, and they give it to Jeffries as he tries to go around the left side, spins at the 10, gets up to the 11, maybe the 12-yard line before he's brought down by a host of Vikings.
Yeah, number two, Tyquan Lang, and also, I was looking in there, number 84, Nick Hammack, in on the tackle for the Vikings.
Give him a yard, maybe a yard and a quarter. It'll be second and a long nine, well, short nine, long eight and a half. Just underway here in the third quarter. Wes James along with the Osman. Wild Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers making his way back down on the sidelines. Again, Smith goes far side. Riley comes near side. Goodman goes under center. We're in a five-man front. Got a man in motion. They give it to Parton, the fullback, as he crosses the 10 up to the 11, giving the 12-yard line. And that's where they're going to mark 13-yard line. And it, Bill, it will be third and eight from there.
Nothing really fancy that time, but the defensive line's doing a great job just stuffing the middle there. And the Falcons not able to generate any yards other than about a yard at a time here.
Now, give them third and a long seven. The ball out at the 13-yard line. 10.5 to go here in the third period, leading 33 to nothing. Derek Riley comes near side, Smith far side. Goodman in the shotgun, drops back, looks, pumps those out, and a flash catch made by Jeffries. He gets hit at the 10-yard line, and he'll lose 3 yards.
Good design play, and I thought they needed to try and get something outside, to try and break the containment of that defensive line in the middle. But that little flare pass, and we were able to sniff it out pretty quickly and make a good tackle for a loss. It looked like number 77, Big Oak, as they call him. He is the leading tackler here in the first half.
Braswell, the mailman, back at the 40-yard line. Gallo standing in the end zone. 10 men up on the line of scrimmage for our Vikings. gets the kick away. Braswell fields it at the 41. Comes near side, goes back far side up the middle. He's across the 35 to 30, spins, falls back to the 34-yard line, and a flag comes in. And usually when that happens, you've got a hold or a block in the back.
Yeah, it was ahead of the play where the flag came in at about the 31-yard line. Let's see what the official calls here. I think you're right.
It is a block in the back. Back it up 10 from there. So it'll be first and 10 from their 41-yard line.
Mr. Reed has not found his way out of this press box yet. He kind of getting a lot of folks wanting autographs down at that end. That'll move us back to the 44-yard line. It will be first down and 10, though, for the Vikings from that spot.
All righty, back in the ball. Johnson at wide receiver comes near side. Braswell wing back near side. Duncan the diesel at the fullback. And Mike Moore wing back far side tied in to the visitor side of the field. They're in a four-man front. Parker goes under center. Braswell in motion. Gives it to Duncan up the middle behind that big offensive line. And he'll get 1, 2, maybe 3 yards. If that.
Clock continues to run. Duncan just shoving it right up the middle there. New wide receiver looks like Rodney Jefferson checks in for the Vikings.
Jefferson will go to the far side. Ed Moore lines up at tight end on the near side. Moore and Braswell, the wingbacks. Parker looks over the defense. Now they've got a five-man front. They walk a corner up on the far side of the field. Got a man in motion, and they give it to Moore around the left side. He's got a block behind Duncan. He's across the 40 to 35, fights his way down to the 32-yard line. First and 10 Vikings from there.
Moore comes from the wingback spot on the right side. A little cross, comes across, sweeps it to the outside, picks up a good first down for the Vikings.
Got to say hello to my county line boys, Mr. Dean from Coombs Heating and Air, and Garrett and all the folks, Nick, all gathered around the fire pit listening to the ball game tonight. Crawford goes far side. We got a match more in motion. They give it to Duncan again across the right side. He's across the 30, gets hit, pushed from behind, and he crosses the 25, and they'll mark him down at the 25-yard line. Bill, give him a 7-yard carry, second and 3 with 8:20 to go here in the third period, leading 33 to nothing.
The Pebblebrook defensive end, Derek Riley, hit him in the back, as you said, and when he did, it pushed him another 2 or 3 yards forward.
Ball almost in the middle of the field. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Tied into the far side. Parker under center. Moore in motion. Gives it to Moore around the left side. Behind blocking. Gets outside. He's across the 25 to 20. Tiptoes down the sidelines, and they run him out of bounds. At the 10, just outside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, he was trying to walk that tightrope down the sideline. And had one little stray toe, got out.
So it'll be first and 10 just outside the 10-yard line. 7:45 to go in the third. Durden comes in.
Kendall Coleman, also a tight end, comes in.
He's had two catches, and they're big. Both of those are being big catches, one of those for a touchdown. Durden goes far side to the visitor side of the field. Braswell wing back near side. Coleman tied into the near side. Falcons back in a four-man front. Those three linebackers up tight. Got a man in motion, and we give it to Duncan. Nope. Pulls back, looks at the end zone. Kendall Coleman, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Kendall Coleman, and I see you, Cole Parker. That's that tight end just sneaks out underneath, turns around right, 10 yards down the field in the end zone, and that's just catch and pitch.
And that is Coleman's second touchdown of the night.
And checking in for the Vikings now for the extra point, number 85, Austin Masters. Avery Alderman and the kicker, Jed Solomon.
And we will attempt the extra point. We went for two the first two times we scored and didn't make it.
The score right now is 39 to nothing. See if Jed can make it 40.
Waiting on the snap. It's down, kicks up. And it is 40 to nothing. Vikings lead. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back at the Palace of Pain, the Concrete Palace. Vikings lead Pebblebrook 40 to nothing. 7:41 to go here in the third quarter. Solomon set to kick off. Jeffries and Harris back deep. Ball on the far hash mark. Solomon. High, high kick.
That one's in the end zone.
That one is in the back of the end zone.
8 or 9 yards deep. Good kick.
And that's a 10-yard improvement over when they got it last time.
Yeah, really.
They'll get it first and 10 at the 20.
Vikings lead 40-0 here. 7:41 left in the third quarter. And the Vikings go on defense.
There comes the Falcons to the line of scrimmage. Johnson to the far side. Riley to the near side. We've got red man coverage and a 5-man front. Coleman, Goodman under center. Drops back, looks, throws out. And a flash catch made by Riley for the first down out to the 31-yard line. 11-yard pass play from C.J. Goodman to Derek Riley.
One of the best plays that the Falcons have run tonight. The quarterback had to move himself around the defensive line to find that passing lane, and he hit Riley just perfectly.
7:19 to go. Vikings lead 40-0 in the third. Ball on the near hash mark. First and 10 for the Falcons at the 31.5-yard line of Pebblebrook. Jen Johnson far side. Riley near side toward the press box. No tight end. We're in a 5-man front. Goodman under center. Drops straight back. Look, throws out in the flats off the fingertips of Jeffries. Jeffries made the catch. He was out at the 32. Might have had picked up 5 or 6 yards had he made that catch, Bill.
Yeah, the ball was thrown a little behind him. Our defensive ends were not out there. The safeties are not out there. They were a good 5-10 yards away, and you're right. Had he caught that one in stride, he might have been able to pick up 10-15 yards on that.
6.5 minutes to go.
Now, they did start the clock on that incomplete pass, Wes. I think that's a mistake on the part of the clock operator, actually. The referee did not wind the clock, but he put it in play, but they started the clock nevertheless.
Yep. There's a snap. Goodman drops straight back. Looking. There comes a rush. We're after him. Throws out tries to hit Jeffries at the 30. And we had a lineman out there covering him. And that clock is running. We are in a running clock.
So the running clock has taken effect. I don't know, when you get to 40-0, does that change?
I don't know. I'll have to do me some
checking. Third quarter, the visiting team's coach had the choice.
Yeah, he had the choice, and he did not start it initially.
The head referee just then twice ran his winding the clock whenever the incomplete pass. So like we are playing the running clock now.
Yep. All right, here you go, Wes.
Johnson to the far side, tied into the near side for the Falcons. 3rd and 10. Harris in motion toward the Vistra side. Goodman rolls left, looking. There comes the pressure. Lobbed it out just over the outstretched hands of Harris at the 50-yard line, and now they stop the clock, Bill. No, they don't. It's still running.
Yeah, you see the
incomplete pass, but the clock's still running.
Yeah, and I tell you, we're very, very lucky. The receiver was running free with that one. They're going to go into a punt position now.
Luan, how are we doing on...
After this punt, we're going to take a quick 30-second break.
Luan, give us a count on where we're at, if you would, please. Gallo standing at the 19. Braswell back at our 37-yard line. 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. High snap. Gets it off. Low kick. Hits it to 50. Bounces. Braswell feels it at the 39. Comes near side. Stutter steps. He's across the 50. The 40. Spins still on his feet. He gets hit from behind. Bounces off one man, two. Low! He's down at the 35, but I just saw something real pretty. Covered that ball up great. Take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. And 1st and 10, Vikings at the 35-yard line. New quarterback in. Looks like Eric Blanton hands the ball off, Bill, to number 20.
That's D. Daniels.
D. Daniels, who had some touchdowns in last night's JV game against Tifton, and carries the ball down to the 27-yard line. So it'll be 2nd and 7.
4.
Second and 4.
Yeah.
Blanton goes under center. We'll try to get you some numbers here. Nicholas Bergman in. And Blanton the ball.
Never got it from the center.
Never, and it goes on the ground. Now, do we come away with it, or they're still saying it's going to be Viking football, and they're marking it down at the 27. So we might have picked up half a yard. It's going to be third and three from there. Ball on the near hash mark. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Man in motion, and they give it to the fullback, number 20.
D. Daniels again.
Daniels gets the first down, or close to the first down. He'll give him the first down as he crosses the 25 down to about the 24.
Clock continues to run, 2:07. It's 40-0. Our Vikings lead the Falcons of Pebblebrook. And it is a first down indeed.
Paul Johnson comes in with the play, gives it to Blanton. Johnson goes far side. Mike Moore in motion. And again, they get, oh, they give it to D. Daniels, and he just gets back to the 25-yard line. Minute and a half to go now in the third.
Yeah, the defender for Pebblebrook, number 65, John Pitts, was in the backfield on the at the handoff.
Minute and 15 to go.
Eric Blanton, the quarterback now. It looks like Cole Parker's night is over, and he's had a very successful night.
Sure has. All righty, second and 10. Tied into the far side of the field. Four-man front for the Falcons. Now they walk those three linebackers up tight. Gives it to
Burgess.
And Bergman gets back to the 25-yard line and nowhere. It'll be third and 10 from there, Bill.
Yeah, Nick Bergman tried to kick it outside, but the defensive line for Pebblebrook did a great job. That'll bring up third and 10. All right, Eric brings the line to the line of scrimmage, under center.
Yep, waiting on the snap. He's got Bergman in motion, gives a counter play to Mike Moore across the 25. The 20, Costello on his feet, outruns a Falcon to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Mike Moore. Mike Moore's had a phenomenal night tonight.
The 25-yard TD run.
And checking into the Viking lineup now, number 85, Austin Masters. Number 5, Avery Alderman. And the kicker, number 6, Jed Solomon. They're going to line up. As soon as this extra point, we're going to take a quick 60-second break.
And just as soon as it goes through the uprights, be ready, Lawan. Ball's down, kicks up.
All right, we got a whistle. Hold on. I think offside, the way that it is offside on the defense. They came across pretty quickly. The try again, you can't decline that when they did stop play. 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. Our Vikings lead right now 46-0. They'll mark that ball half the distance closer to the goal line. Line up for the extra point again.
Yep.
Alderman waits on the snap. There's the snap, the hold, it's down, it's up.
47-0, we'll be right back after this. All righty, Vikings lead 47-0, 15 seconds to go here in the third. We're under a running clock, waiting on Solomon's kick. He approaches the ball. High end over end into the end zone. And the Falcons will take over first and 10 from the 20. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, we start as we get ready to finish the third quarter. 15 seconds to go. Falcons go under center, showing tight end our side. They've got Harrison motion, give it to Parnum, the fullback up the middle. He'll cross the 20 up to the 21, maybe the 22-yard line. And that will be the end of third quarter, 47-0 Vikings lead. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Wes James along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne down on the sidelines. Marty Rogers, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, guys. Just down here and enjoying the seniors. They down here having a good time. Band's playing. Everybody's excited. This is the time of the game that the JV's getting a good look, and the seniors are cheering them on and having a good time.
47-0 Vikings lead as we head to the fourth quarter. It is second and eight. Goodman goes under center. Puts Jeffers in motion. Gives a counter play to Harris. He crosses the 20, gets back to the line of scrimmage, still on his feet. And we're going to give his forward progress only at the 20-yard line. But he was tackled back at the 10.
And that's a lot of Vikings in there. One pushing him back the hardest, number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds. Young man getting an opportunity to play here in the fourth quarter. 11:37, the clock runs now. Vikings lead 47-0. Want to remind everybody about the Lounge High Coaches Show, live from Loco's Grill and Pub every Tuesday night. Begins at 6:45. Get out there early, get a great seat, and you might just be lucky enough to get your dinner paid for.
You just might be. AJ Quarles comes near side. Put Jeffries in the slot. Jeffries in the slot. Goodman under center with a tight end. He puts Jeffries in motion now. And fakes it, keeps it, pitches out to Jeffries around the right side. We stretch it out. Paquan Lane made a great play, but Jeffries, a good spin move, about the 22, and he just explodes across the 25 up to about the 29-yard line.
Yeah, that's a little bit of the option. The quarterback rolls out. He has the option pitch and takes the option, and like I say, Jeffries catches the outside, makes a good spin move, and almost enough for a first down.
10.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Vikings lead 47-0. Next week, we travel all the way up to Atlanta to play McEachern, the McEachern Indians, at their place. They're off tonight. Goodman, quarterback sneak, crosses the 30. He has the first down.
Yeah, I want to remind our listeners, that will be a 7:30 kickoff. So the pregame will begin at 6:30 next Friday night, live from McEachern High School. Wes James, Marty Rogers, and myself will be up there bringing you all the action. So if you can't make the long trip up to Atlanta, be sure and tune in at 99.5 Kicks Country, and we'll be there.
We sure will.
But if you can make the trip, get out there and support these Vikings. Boy, the Vikings always travel well, and it's a big, big time with all our fans anytime we go on the road.
Quarles near side. Again, they give it to Parton, the fullback, as he crosses the 35 up to about the 36, giving the 37-yard line. 9.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Vikings looking to improve to 2-0 on the year. Pebblebrook will lose their opener. They'll go to 0-1.
A couple players for the Vikings checking in. Number 83, Jamonsi Wright, and number 88, Sam Washington. Also just checking out, number 94, Eric Torrey. Try and get some of these JV guys out here for you.
They bring Jarvis Ruff near side, put Jeffries in the slot. Goodman now in the shotgun. Got a man in motion towards the Vistra side. Gives it to Parnham right up the middle. And Parnham will pick up about 2, giving 3 yards up to the 40. It'll be third, Bill, and a long 4 at the 40-yard line with 8:48 to go.
Coming up off the bottom of the pile, what's his number? What's his name?
Number 17, Polk Chop Jackson, the only freshman on the football team. On the varsity football team.
Also checking out in on that last play, number 56, Logan Jara for the Vikings. Trey Jackson, number 17.
They call him Pork Chop because he ate 8 at one time and wanted more. Goodman, under center. Man in motion towards the press box. Goodman straight back. Little pass out in the flats. Oh, off the fingertips of number 18, Derek Riley. It would have been enough for a first down.
Tevin Brown in on the coverage for the Vikings, knocks it away, but he just dropped the ball. Otherwise, it would have been a first down for the Falcons.
So that'll be 4th and 4.
I would say they have a choice, but they're going to go for it here on 4th and 4.
I would. Number 16 checks in.
Stacy Young. Out at corner, number 33, Devontae Watt.
Now he's got two receivers, two near side, two far side in the shotgun. Goodman waiting on the snap, puts a man in motion. Quarterback keeper, he has the first down as he crosses the 45 to 50 in the Viking territory, still on his feet as we finally haul him down at our 44-and-a-half-yard line.
good, well-designed play. They looked like they were going to give it to the fullback, and the quarterback actually went in behind the fullback and used him as a shield and a blocker and able to follow him right up the middle and makes a good gain for the Falcons. Also, number 91, Ellis Griffin for the Vikings checks in, along with number 40, Zach Newham. Number 19, that's Eric Wiseman, checks in. Also coming out, number 34, Tevin Brown.
All right, split his receivers again, one far side, one near side. He's in the shotgun. Five-man front for our Vikings. 6.5 to go. Put a man in motion. Pulls it in, pulls it out, keeps it. Toss pitch, and still on his feet as he crosses the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Pebblebrook.
Pebblebrook, with 6:23 left in the ball game, finally gets themselves on the scoreboard.
And he took it 44 yards to do it.
On a nice sweep run by the quarterback, C.J. Goodman. And again, they keep battling, they keep playing hard, but it's against our second team.
Absolutely.
They line up for their extra point attempt. And after this, we'll take a quick 60-second break. They line up now for their point after attempt.
Gallo on into to attempt the extra point.
Their holder is Kendrick Peoples.
There's a kick. It's good. 47-7. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. 6.5 minutes to go here in the Palace of Pain. Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers, Vikings lead at 47-7. Gallo set to kick off.
Normal kickoff team, it looks like. Kerry Stanley, Troy Braswell, and Ken Durden back to receive deep. Mikey on Paget in the middle. And up tight is number 80, Kendall Coleman, as well as 25, Josh Clements. So the regular first-team kickoff receiving team.
Durden, you see Braswell back. Let's see what happens here. Gallo. Kick. Durden will, take it at the 5. He goes far side across the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25. Tries to get outside at the 30, still on his feet, and they'll pull him out of bounds.
Ooh.
At the 30, 40-yard line, and we could have had very much a late hit.
Yeah, I mean, you saw Ken kind of slide out. He was actually in the big part of the white sideline, and a player came over the top. There is a flag on the play, but it's going to be holding against the Vikings.
And that's going to be back at the 30, at the 28-yard line. So I'll back it up to the 18.
Vikings offense set to come on the field. They're down in a huddle over here with...
Got a final from Ware County, Bill.
Go ahead.
Ware County 31, the Trojans 12.
Wow. All right, Vikings come out. Eric Blanton, your quarterback. Tyler Vanderzanden, one of the wingbacks. D. Daniels at fullback.
Blanton looks over that Falcon defense. First and 10 at the 18. Man in motion, takes a snap and gives it to Daniels right up the middle, and he'll rumble up to about the 22, 23-yard line. 6 minutes to go here in the ball game, leading 47-0.
Nick Bergman, and along with that's number 23, DeCarlios Martin, check in. Vanderzanden, and I think that was, couldn't make out the number, check out. I thought it was 24, but that's...
Blanton takes a snap, gives it to the fullback again, Daniels, and Daniels runs over. I'm trying to see if that was Daniels.
Yep.
It is D. Daniels. What you pointing at, Bill?
That little yellow piece of cloth out there.
Okay, go ahead and call it because my eyesight ain't so good.
It's an illegal shift on the Vikings, legal motion. And that'll back them up. 5 yards, remains second down. But it'll be second and 11. 5:18, the clock continues to run. Our Vikings lead 47-7 here in the second regular season game of 2010. Vikings looking to go to 2-0 on the season.
Pablebrook will, like I say, will drop to 0-1. But catching up next, Ryan Vikings will be going up early Friday afternoon. Again, the ball carrier is, Bill, I can't see a number. That looks like number 28.
Yeah, if it's 28, that's Jordan Williams.
And Jordan Williams.
That's who it is.
He gets almost out. He may have himself a first down, Bill. He's close to it.
I think they're going to mark him a little short. Let's see. Referee's coming back to look at it. He gives it a first down.
Yeah.
And I saw something that he did. He really got both arms over the ball, wanted to protect it.
Braswell's been doing that. In fact, all our running backs protecting that football.
That'll give us a fresh set of downs.
4:10 to go. Vikings lead 47-7. Four-man front for the Falcons. Ball on the near hash mark. Again, we give it to Daniels. Runs right, into that Falcon defense, and he'll actually lose a yard or two as we're inside 4 minutes now.
They may give him a half a yard on his forward momentum. They do? About a yard. We may be cutting him short, almost 2 yards they give him. Clock runs, 3:37.
Mikael Anderson checks in. He comes near side as a wide receiver. Blanton again gives the ball to Daniels. He's across the 30. Fights his way out to about the 33. It'll be third and probably a long six from there as we approach the three-minute mark here in the ballgame.
It was a pretty pleasant night for football. Not too terribly hot.
We haven't had one of those big, huge crowds that we normally have, but I imagine when we come back in 2 weeks and Leon of Tallahassee comes to town, when we'll be back here in 2 weeks, we'll have one of those standing room only crowds on our side anyway. Inside 3 minutes to go. Blanton under center. Man in motion. Pitch out to Williams. He's gets hit at the 35. Runs right into an offensive tackle at the 36-yard line. Clock's running. It'll be fourth and about three, and Bill will have to punt the ball away. Maybe. Maybe not.
Thought I saw Coach McPherson kind of give him the nod to put the punt team in. But
fourth and three. Go for it. And that's what he's going to do.
There's some discussion going on. There comes the play. That'll be sent in by number 24, Kevin Edwards.
At the two-minute mark now. Blanton. Tied in our side. Oh, and they jump. Mark off a 5-yard penalty.
I believe, Wes, that might have been a designed opportunity to try and get him offside.
Well, whatever. That'll give us the first down. And that's pretty much going to seal the ball game right there. Vikings will win 47-7.
Unless we rack one off right here.
Well, that's true. Gage Stout comes in, brings the play in. He goes far side. Clock running, ball on their hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Takes a snap, gives a counter play.
Vander's in it.
And look out of here, Bill. Are you not almost prophetic as he breaks that ball as he goes 20 yards from our 40 to their 40?
Tyler Vander Zanden on a counter trap goes from the right side across to the left and picks up a big, big gain for our Vikings.
He almost broke that one. Ware County 31, Coffee 6.
Stout comes out at wide receiver to our side. Inside a minute now.
Blanton gives the ball to Williams on the counter as he fights his way down about the 37-yard line. We probably got to run one more play.
Get some of these new names coming in and out. Jason Crum, Derek Pierce, some offensive linemen that have got some playing time here. 74, Tyler Altman. The center has been big number 76. That's Anthony Chandler.
There's a snap.
Fullback.
And the fullback has the football. Gets down about the 31-yard line. That's the ball game.
And that is your final score, 47-7. And we'll keep it right here as Marty starts looking for Coach Randy McPherson. He'll go out, congratulate his team, talk to the opposing team. One of the great things about Georgia and high school football in general is this right here, Wes. The meeting in the middle of the field as teams go across, congratulate each other. No matter what the situation has been, the sportsmanship of Georgia high school football, it's so hard to find that any other place. Even in college, when a game's over, a lot of time it's just people milling around, professional games, of course. But at high school, the hand slap as they go across and meet each other in the middle of the field, what a display of sportsmanship.
Absolutely. And the Vikings improved to 2 on the year, 2-0 on the year. Pebblebrook drops to 0-1. Marty?
I see Marty down there. Let's see if we got Coach McPherson here.
Nope, Coach McPherson's still talking to some assistants right now.
Guys, I've got him here down with Coach Mack. Coach Mack, your Vikings go to 2-0. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, we got some young kids in late, but, you know, we played four quarters, you know. I'm proud of them. Played well.
Tonight, your offense threw the ball well in the first half. We got off to a little bit of a slow start, but talk to us a little bit about your offense and how do you think they did tonight?
I thought they did well. I think we only punted one time, so what more can you ask for?
That's great, Coach. Of course, defense played well as well. Held them only to 7 points, and that was there late in the game, so really your starters had a shutout. So talk to us a little bit about the defense.
Defense never slowed down. We're getting better. You know, we definitely improved from last week.
Coach, good luck next week.
All righty. Thank you, Marty Rogers. Vikings go to 2-0 on the year. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. Vikings win 47-7 here at Martin Stadium. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, and Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Vikings go to 2-0 on the year. Well, a 47-7 victory over the Pebblebrook Falcons. Next Friday at 7:30, we travel up to McEachern for 7:30 kickoff. It will be 6:30 airtime as our Vikings travel up to take on the McEachern Indians, who are also up there 0-1 on the year. Coffee loses tonight. Looks like Tift wins. Valdosta wins. Colquitt will play South Panola tomorrow, so we won't have no score on that. But Bill, you got us some stats.
Yeah, final stats. Thanks to Southeastern Federal Credit Union, our postgame sponsor, for their sponsorship of Lowndes High Football. And thank you to Coach Dice and his group from Pine Grove Middle School and Lowndes Middle School for compiling the stats for us here at the end of the game. Be sure and stop by www.thevikingvoice.com, and we'll have the official stats for you. We're a little late this last week getting them. We should have those coming up this week from previous game as well as this game by Tuesday. Final stats tonight. First downs, the Falcons with 6 first downs. They had 25 rushing attempts for 92 yards. They had 3 passes for 3 of 10 for 26 yards, no touchdowns, 1 interception. They ran 35 plays and total offense of 119 yards. Our Vikings, 15 first downs, 44 carries for 245 yards. They were 6 of 7 in the air for 169 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Total plays, 51 yards, and total offense, 414 yards. Fumbles tonight, the Falcons with 2 fumbles. They recovered both. We fumbled once but recovered. Penalties, Falcons, 2 penalties for 7 yards, while the Vikings were penalized 7 times for 50 yards. Punts tonight, the Falcons, 5 punts for 27.8 yards, while the Vikings, as Coach Mack, you heard him say, we only had to punt one time, and that for an average of 39 yards. the leading rusher for the the Falcons. Number one, their quarterback, C.J. Goodman, had six carries for 44 yards and a touchdown. Their leading receiver, number 24, Nequan Jeffries, two catches for 14 yards. The Vikings' leading rusher tonight did not break 100 yards, West, but he had nine carries for 78 yards, and that's Mike Moore. He also had a touchdown. Leading receiver was number 80, Kendall Coleman, the tight end, three catches, 62 yards, and two touchdowns. Also noteworthy, number 7, Ken Durden, with one catch for 61 yards and a touchdown. And it's the Terminator who's come up here to say hello to us as well as we're wrapping up tonight's game. The Terminator, a freshman at Florida State University. Looking forward to
it. And he'll be on special teams. And I'm going to have to go down there and go, ooh, just for the Terminator.
That's right. And we will do that, too.
Looking for Marty. Here comes Marty. Marty, give us some of your final thoughts on tonight's ball game.
Well, it was a big win for the Vikings, and of course we go to 2-0. But I think we got a little careless at times, had some penalties early in the game, and got to correct those. Next week's a big game. It's going to be a long trip for us, so hopefully we can get focused this week and be ready to play.
Yeah,
Bill,
about the same things. I mean, we improved on a lot of things. There's still some areas that we'll need some work on through this next week. I was a little disappointed that they had some wide receivers that got themselves open. Now, we did play without Geraldo Orta. We played without Tyler Hunter tonight. Guys that in that backfield maybe would not have given the kind of cushions that they experienced tonight. A few more completions might have been a little bit different in the ball game. They had a couple opportunities to find some stuff in between the zones and were not successful. But the Vikings nonetheless come out victorious, 47-7, and a win is a win, and I'll take that any day of the week.
Well, we go to 2-0. More importantly, you get ready for the first road trip of the year, and it's going to be a very tough game as we head north to play the McEachern Indians next Friday night. 6:30 pregame, 7:30 kickoff time. Don't forget the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub at 6:45 on 99.5. Brought to you by Coombs Heating and Air. If you can't be there, well, catch us on the air on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been produced by LaJuan Haynes. It has been it's been engineered by LaJuan Haynes, produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. Vikings win to go 2-0, 47-7 here at Martin Stadium. You have been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night. God bless you. Good night, Lowndes County.